that how I get on TV, and I look like I look really big right here, but I'm really not big at all. So, but yeah, you definitely get a different view.
Guessing you're going to watch that Michigan State game. Who are you going to watch it with?
You know, the family, or maybe my girlfriend. You know, I don't know.
What's more important this week in terms of the week off? Is it getting rested, getting guys healthy, or is it working on some fundamentals that the team needs to improve?
You know, it actually is contributes to all that. Also, you know, make sure we're putting ourselves in a position that we're not going to be, you know, overworking ourselves. But at the same time, you want to go out and make sure that everything you do, you have a good week of preparation, and you still, you know, keep the body moving as if it were kind of like a game week. That way, you know, everybody's like kind of moving at the same speed next week.
How do you stay mentally sharp in a week like this when there is no game at the end to be thinking about?
Well, because you kind of know like what's going to happen in future weeks. You know who your opponents are going to be. These next 7 games are going to all be tough. So we know that to stay focused is going to be really important because we don't want to take our foot off the gas pedal.
Do you think it might be a little bit awkward being the whole bye, no game and all? I mean, granted, you're going to be able to watch football, but do you think it'll be a little awkward being not in that game mode, not in that grind?
Yeah, it'll be different, you know, why? Because I'll probably wake up still at the same time I normally would and still have dreams about football and stuff like that. So it's going to be different. But, it's something that, you know, we're going to look for and think of it more as a positive rather than being a negative.
This looks like there's more explosive offenses in the Big Ten maybe than there has been in recent years. Is it just simple playmakers, the Denard Robinsons of the world? Or?
Big Ten changes every year.
Okay.
You have different players grow. You know, when you get a lot of guys that know what they're doing, execution will grow and people will be able to execute better.
Having been a former quarterback, what really stands out, like when you see, like even if it is just like a highlight of Denard, like what really stands out, like when you see something that he does?
He's a great player, and you see, you know, he not always just look to run. You know, he's a run pass threat, and he's a great player.
Any idea who's going to be attempting to be him on the scout team?
I do not know.
Do you have any ideas?
No.
But you said you have dreams about football. Are they dreams or are they nightmares?
They're dreams.
Yeah.
I like sometimes can see myself making a play or something, and kind of like I'll wake up and actually feel like I just ran the motion or something.
Really? No nightmares at all? Like, I just cut off my fingers,
no.
Wake up in a sweat or anything? Well, that's good. That's healthy, right? How do you plan to watch? I mean, I'm assuming you're going to watch, and I've probably already been asked, the Michigan State game. How do you watch a game?
Well, you know, it's different watching a game on TV.
And then
you don't get the angles you need, and sometimes you don't, if you don't have, like, the TiVo with you, or if you're watching with the family, they don't want to just keep going back. But, you know, really, I think I will be able to really sit down and watch that game, the day after when I come back up.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you're going to St. Louis?
Yes.
Sometimes do you guys get all TiVo-y with a game? I imagine you do, or even with any game.
Well, my family does.
Do your family?
My family does. So back home, I know my dad will have stuff on TV.
Will he be, like, watching the game and, you know, maybe calling you up trying to say, hey, I just noticed this?
Well, I'm going to be there with him this weekend. So,
well, okay, but, has he done that before? Like, even?
Well, I wouldn't know because I'm always playing that day.
Yeah.
So, you know, he doesn't never go back and say, like, hey, I seen you do this. No, he kind of just tells me about my drops and stuff and tell me I need to get better and then I'm soft, so.
What's the biggest difference in Stanzi this year?
Stanzi has brought up, I think his biggest thing is his decision making is grew a lot. He's trusting, you know, the running backs a lot too. I mean, I think he's putting the ball in a lot of people's hands as well. You know, it's not just focusing on one receiver and different things like that. He's just being a great leader as he's been in the past, finding ways to win games.
Obviously, maybe next week, but for sometime here in the next couple of games, Darrell most likely reached those milestones for school. Just having played alongside him, what have you taken away from that opportunity of, you know, learning the game of receiver and just playing alongside?
You know, playing alongside him, you know that, you know, there's never a day that goes by that you can't get better. Darrell, he's a guy that works hard in practice. He wants to do, you know, the things that needs to be done in order to become, you know, a great player. So, you know, I'm working alongside of him, you know that every moment you can't waste not taking a play off. You got to go and go hard.
I've heard he's one of those guys who kind of like T.O. where he'll take a spare moment and do push-ups or sit-ups.
Yeah, he always does it.
Really?
Yep.
Is that weird?
Not weird at all. I mean, you get used to it. That's Darrell's personality. Is him. Maybe at first, when I first got here, I didn't like, who is this guy? But, you know, now he's, you know, he's something that your brother, like one of those things your brother does that you just get used to.
Yeah. Where's the weirdest place he's just dropped and started giving you 20 or whatever?
I don't know. Well, I've been over his house a few times. So, I mean, you just see him all of a sudden just dropping, does push-ups right in the middle of a conversation and still keeps the conversation going without even missing a breath doing a push-up. So.
You haven't seen him do it downtown or anything like
No.
In any of his nice clothes.
No.
You haven't, this hasn't grown on you yet?
Oh, it's grown. I mean, I do push-ups, but not just
not in front of
everybody.
Not in a social situation.
Yeah. So.
I don't exercise in front of anybody. I don't want anybody to call the ambulance. It's after three.
Okay. Thanks, man.